Mum says you've got your own protester now. Ivan's 14-year-old son was rifling through his fridge, wolfing down what would have been a sandwich had the thing been given time to come to fruition. Did you upset the Polish again? He gulped and observed his father's mild irritation, like a kind of wax jacket. Repellent, but he could quite clearly see the trails of liquid silver dripping slowly off him. Gideon was a prick. Gerda was fascinated. He was a younger, smaller one. She wondered if inside him was another younger, smaller one, and if inside that one was yet a smaller, younger one still, and so on. A set of glorious dolls. She'd also noticed the hole they all had, that open and closed with no real significance. Some kind of sphincter, she imagined. It sort of excited her, but she said in light blue to herself, I've never been a prude. What had kept Gerda in the bush was the way things changed when the orb in the sky fell away and a curtain dropped down on everything. It was vaguely comforting. It reminded her of home. It had surprised her the first time. It was the beauty of it. She'd heard Ivan's soul singing. It was the same sound as hers. Electric blue. It literally made her throb. And so she decided to give the button a miss for now and see what else Ivan would say at night in the belief that no one was listening.